Welcome once again to Inspiration Sounds, the weekly radio show and podcast available right around the world, where we dramatize the stories of Sri Chinmoy. This is episode 19, and this week we have two stories from Sri Chinmoy's collection of books titled Great Indian Meals. These stories, written in January of 1979, reflect the panoramic landscape of India. Varied and vast, beautiful and touching, these tales speak to us from a deeper level, inherent in all things and all beings. The epic play of the sublime in the ordinary takes place in these stories from the heart of the world. I'm Budsamudra Knox. I hope you enjoy them. In Progress is the Presence of Vishnu, written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox and
Muslim Badami.
Once Narada, the great devotee of Vishnu, was angry with his lord. He said to himself,
"Who cares for Vishnu? If he is really inside my heart, then why do I have to worship him? Is it not enough that he is inside my heart? And if he is not inside my heart, if he is not anywhere to be found on earth, or if he is non-existent, then why do I have to worship him? So in no way do I need Vishnu, whether he is in my heart or in this creation, or whether he is nowhere to be found or does not exist at all. I don't need him."
Like this, Narada went for a few days, but all the while he was feeling miserable. Something was killing him inwardly. On the one hand, he was feeling very haughty and proud that he had discovered that he could live without Vishnu. On the other hand, his aspiration heart was crying and dying for Vishnu's presence and Vishnu's light. Finally, he went to Lord Shiva for advice. Lord Shiva said,
"You fool, how can you live without Vishnu?"
"I know I cannot. That's why I have come to you. Vishnu was my all once upon a time. Now, he does not care for me. Therefore, I have stopped caring for him. But I need him badly. Alas, I don't feel his presence inside my heart. I don't see him anywhere in my consciousness or in my aspiration cry."
"I feel sorry for you.
Now, you have to develop devotion. There is nothing as important and meaningful in the spiritual life as devotion. If you develop and increase your devotion, then you are bound to feel Vishnu's presence inside your heart, just as you did before."
"How can I develop devotion?"
"Mix with the people who have failed in life. Mix with the people who are full of sorrow. Mix with the people who feel that they cannot exist even for a second without Vishnu. Mix with the people who feel that, without God, they are helpless, but with God, they are everything and have everything."
"Alas, there was a time when people used to come to me to increase their own devotion, because I was all devotion to my Lord Vishnu. Now this is my fate? I have to go to other people and mix with them to develop devotion? What irony!"
"One has to aspire consciously and constantly to make progress. In your case, you were satisfied with what you had. You did not care for further progress. I tell you, in the spiritual world, if you do not make continuous progress, then ignorance is bound to pull you down. There is no fixed resting place. Every moment, you are going either forward or going backward. If you are conscious and constant in your prayer and meditation, then you will always make progress, and while making progress, you are bound to feel Vishnu's presence. So make progress every day, every hour, every minute. Then you are bound to feel Vishnu's presence in yourself and your presence in Vishnu. You will not only feel him, but also see him as your compassion Lord, illumination Lord, and fulfillment Lord."
"My Lord, I shall."
"And you can." The Death of the King Written by Sri Chinmoy, dramatized by Budsamudra Knox,
Muslim Badami,
Dinesh Richardson.
Chandragupta returned home after slaying the evil king Shaka, bringing with him his brother, King Ramagupta, and the queen Dhruva Devi, who had been held captive for several weeks. Everybody was appreciating and admiring Chandragupta for his heroism. At the same time, they were criticizing and cursing the king for agreeing to give his own wife away in order to regain his kingdom. Everybody was filled with hatred for the undivine king. The king felt miserable that everybody was appreciating his brother.
Something should be done. Why has this happened to me?
His evil minister read the king's mind.
O king, you are a fool to expose your cowardice.
Still, I am the king, yet nobody gives me any importance.
What can you expect from your subjects? They all love and admire their queen, and they are angry that you wanted to give her away.
Ramagupta became very agitated.
Even my own wife is more venerated than I am. This is my fate.
A friend of the Undivine Minister happened to overhear this conversation. He was extremely jealous of Chandragupta and had a clever idea.
O king, I could not help overhearing your words. I fully sympathize with you, but I must tell you that you will never be happy as long as your brother stays on earth.
Indeed, I fear you are right. I should banish him from the kingdom.
He would only gather an army and return to challenge you. But, O king, if your brother were dead, everybody would forget all about him. Then all the glory in this kingdom would be totally yours.
I need glory, name, and fame. But alas, my brother will live on earth for many years.
We can change his fate and our fate. What if poor Chandragupta were killed mysteriously in his sleep?
An excellent idea.
Tonight! You should kill him tonight before another day passes and you lose more glory, name, and fame.
We shall help you rule the kingdom without him. Boundless will be our wealth and power.
That night, Chandragupta was sleeping when he heard a loud sound. Who is there? Someone was approaching him in the dark, sword in hand, and was about to stab him.
Villain! At this hour, you have come to kill me?
And with that, he pushed aside his assailant, grabbed the sword, and stabbed the person. When Chandragupta turned on the light, he saw it was his own brother that he had stabbed.
What can I do? Forgive me! Forgive me! I didn't know it was you. If I had seen you, if I had known it was you, I would have allowed you to kill me and put an end to all your suffering. You should have asked me to leave the kingdom. I would have gladly gone away. I don't need name and fame. I am happy with what I have and what I am.
Chandragupta could do nothing to save his brother. His brother died in his arms.
What have I done? What have I done? I did not know it was my brother. Alas, my father was so great and good. This is the fate of the kingdom.
Chandragupta buried his head in his hands totally crushed and heartbroken. That concludes episode 19 of Inspiration Sounds. I wish to thank my guests, Dinesha and Muslim, for joining me today, and to those who have recently sent messages of goodwill to us here at Inspiration Sounds. The complete collection of the Great Indian Meals series can be found online at srichamoylibrary.com. So check it out if you are interested. Next week, two stories from Srichamoy's book, Gopal's Eternal Brother and Other Stories for Children. Be sure to listen, because these are some great tales. I'm Putsamudra. Have a great week.